World's oldest human Neanderthal hybrid child discovered. The year is 2025, and history's tapestry has just been rewoven with a thread spun from an extraordinary discovery. Deep within the Earth, scientists have unearthed the fossilized remains of a child, a being who walked the planet approximately 40,000 years ago. But this is no ordinary prehistoric child. This is Oswan, a name that whispers of an ancient cave, and more profoundly, a name that signifies a groundbreaking revelation. Ona was not purely Homo sapiens, nor was she solely Neanderthal. She was, undeniably, a bridge between two worlds, a hybrid child who offered the first concrete genetic proof of interbreeding between our direct ancestors and the enigmatic Neanderthals. The discovery, made in the Ona Cave in Romania, sent ripples of astonishment through the scientific community, and consequently, through the quiet halls of history enthusiasts. For decades, the narrative of human evolution suggested a more segmented picture. Early modern humans migrating out of Africa, encountering and eventually outcompeting their hominin cousins, the Neanderthals. While anthropologists and geneticists had long suspected interbreeding based on subtle genetic markers found in modern human DNA, Ona 1 provided the irrefutable, tangible evidence. Imagine the scene. A team of paleontologists, their faces illuminated by the focused beams of their headlamps, meticulously excavating a cave that had lain undisturbed for millennia. They were searching for clues to early human life, perhaps tools, hearths, or even the remains of the inhabitants themselves. What they found, however, transcended their wildest expectations. Among the ancient sediments, they found fragments of a human skeleton. Initial analysis suggested a hominin of considerable age, but it was the meticulous work of paleogeneticists that would truly unlock the secrets held within these ancient bones. Using cutting-edge DNA sequencing techniques, scientists were able to extract and analyze genetic material from Ona 1's fossilized remains. The results were staggering. The analysis revealed that Ona 1 possessed a unique genetic makeup. Approximately 6-9% of her genome was Neanderthal, a significant proportion that pointed directly to a recent Neanderthal ancestor. Specifically, it indicated that her father was a Neanderthal, while her mother was a Homo sapiens. This wasn't a distant, ancestral echo of interbreeding. This was a direct, immediate lineage, suggesting that the union of a Neanderthal father and a modern human mother had occurred within the past 4 to 6 generations. This discovery dramatically reshaped our understanding of the interactions between these two hominin groups. It painted a picture not of simple competition and displacement, but of complex social dynamics, perhaps even affection and cooperation. It suggested that the boundary between Neanderthals and Homo sapiens was more fluid than previously imagined, with individuals from both groups coexisting and forming relationships. The implications were profound. The very fabric of our modern human identity might be interwoven with Neanderthal DNA, a silent legacy passed down through countless generations. The implications of Ona 1's existence are far-reaching. It suggests that Neanderthals were not a doomed species destined for extinction without any contribution to our future. Instead, they were a vital part of the human story, their genetic material contributing to the resilience and adaptability of Homo sapiens. This finding has spurred further research, leading to the identification of Neanderthal DNA in the genomes of all non-African humans today, a testament to the success of these early intermingling events. Ona 1, the child from the cave, is more than just a fossil. She is a symbol. She is a symbol of connection, of a shared past that transcends our perceived differences. She reminds us that the journey of humanity has always been one of mingling, adapting, and evolving, often in ways we are only now beginning to understand. Her silent story, etched in her very bones, continues to speak volumes about who we are and where we came from, forever altering our perception of human evolution.